Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the Hair Radio New Year's Eve party countdown. I'm Kerry Hines. It's about 11:22 p.m. Eastern Time. And lots of folks out there trying to get in. I do want to acknowledge that somehow, I guess it's so busy at Blog Talk, that somehow the lines got all crossed and there were folks who could not get in. So what we did, we kind of ended that episode and began a new one. So I'm glad you guys have found us. And so I hope you guys are all there. I'm waiting for the crew to kind of get on back in with us. If you're out there standing by, you're ready to get on, press 1 on your phone line and we'll get you on. And right now we're going to turn to a special guest who I'm so happy to have with us. But first, Nicole Marie, you guys know, is with us, my co-host, who normally is in Water Valley, Mississippi. Today she's out in Ohio near Dayton. Nicole, are you there? I think we have a ton of folks out there trying to get in. I think they were all trying to get in. I think everybody was having so much trouble, and I think they're in now because I see a ton of folks tuned in. So, are you there, Nicole Marie? Nicole, not sure if you can hear me. So are you able to hear me out there? Nicole and Michael Hopkins. So you guys, take a check your lines, guys, and see if you can actually hear me. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, are you guys there?
Yep.
Well, I'm here.
I'm here. Okay. So the clan is back together, okay? So we are all here. Michael Hopkins from Virginia, Spotsylvania, Virginia. Nicole Marie out in Ohio right now on the East Coast.
All right.
And I'm Carrie Hines. So I think we have some other folks joining us as well. We talked about Kyle Knight. Guys, on your background, kind of watch your background for it a little bit. Very important. We talked about Kyle Knight joining us a little bit to the show, and we have so much to chat with him about. So let me just go ahead and get him on. What I'm going to do is get you guys out a little bit. There's some background noises, and I can't quite hear. So all right, guys, let me get Kyle to the line. Kyle Knight, the superstar, the rap aficionado, and we had the nerve to put on some Tory Lanez earlier from up in Canada, and here you are, our own in-house rap superstar. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Happy New Year, everybody. Good evening out there, everyone.
Yes, it's good to have you with us. It really is. We're live. And this is what happens on live radio. I have to tell you, folks have had a time trying to get in to hear our special countdown tonight. But we're happy. We are glad that you guys are able to find us and get back in and on. So, Kyle, I want to start with you. Everybody's talking about your performing. Everybody is talking about I haven't made the big announcement yet about March, but we will in just a moment. But I want to take us back a little bit with you and your storied career and being part of the Hair Radio family, how that all came about. So let's start with your career. Now, you are from the New York area, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. I'm from the NY area. The way I came about is my dad had an inbound studio, and I worked really hard on my dad's studio. And it's kind of just started this league of professionalism, you know, just out of my dad's studio. And that's where I met all these beautiful people, Carrie Hines, Angelo Ellerby, Frank Wiggins, and a lot of other beautiful people out there, which is wonderful today.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, I remember, I mean, we go back a little bit now. And I remember you were part of a live show I did called Hair Nation Expo, and this was out in Queens. Can you remind everybody about your amazing performance? Tell us a little bit about the experience you had with it.
Well, that was actually one of the best performances I had in my life, and it was so nice I had to do it twice. I came out to the theater. And I did a really great job for the expo, for Carrie Hines Expo. And it was just really memorable, really remarkable. And my fantastic. I was performing Hey Sister and the Truth. And this was back in 2017. Yeah. And we did such a wonderful job.
That was 2017, guys.
Yeah.
And, I mean, now let me tell you, we had a huge audience. And these were people of all ages. And I just couldn't believe that you had people swaying and, I mean, you turned it out, Kyle. You turned it out. And that told me a lot. And then subsequently to engage with you and hear your professionalism, and you're always on point with what you're doing, your style, your posters that you have out there that we are scammering about, and all of that. So it's been just an incredible ride. But I just want to say thank you for that performance and, you know, everything that you've contributed to what we're doing. So we probably wouldn't be here and as successful had it not making that, you know, that wonderful connection with you. So thank you so much. And want to turn back to your music. Now, you mentioned about some of the songs that you had, but there's a new video out. You've got some great feedback on this. Can you tell us about this latest release? What's the name of it, and tell us a little bit about how it came about?
My latest release is really unique. My latest release, I actually did through Bedrock Records, and it's through Hot 97 radio station. And it's called East Side, also known as I've Been. And it's really just giving a real fun side to Kyle Knight, along with what we've been giving people, the lyrical side, the poetic side, the conscious side. This is just something just really laid back. People can just really just feel the fun side of Kyle Knight. But one thing that I did want to talk about is that when I was at the Hair Radio Network and at the Hair Radio Expo, you know, I came back a second time to cut my music video, The Truth. Now, that was really a big deal, because we did so well the first time around with the Hey Sister performance and with the Truth performance that, you know, I had to just come back around and just deliver a whole new music video. And so we did that there at the Spectrum Theater in Queens.
Yeah. And that was because you had Khan out there, and they had such beautiful grounds where we had that. So, Kyle, I want to now, we're going to get your wonderful song on, but tell us a little bit more about the song. Now, how did the song, what was the inspiration for the song and all of that?
Okay, the inspiration for the song was definitely just more of a laid-back side to Kyle Knight, just more of a having fun side. Kyle Knight music, because we've been hitting so hard with the lyrical side of Kyle Knight. We've been hitting so hard with the conscious side of Kyle Knight. We've been hitting just so hard just with the spoken words side of Kyle Knight. We just want to just get something that people can just really vibe to and just have fun to, and that we could embrace what's going on radio and what's going on relevant music to today. So that's what we felt to really give this song here, I've Been, also known as East Side.
I've been, yes. I could not, I was going to try to sing the hook for you, but I think I better let the pros do that. Kyle, I want you to hang around a little bit. After the song, I just want to ask you a little bit about this. Well, let's just get into it now. The upcoming event, we have we are announcing it right now on the air that we'll be with everybody in March. We're going to talk a little bit more about that March 6th. 2023, you will be performing as well. So we are super, super excited about it. There's nothing like Kyle Knight's live performances. So we're going to continue with you a little bit, because I want to also give out some of these wonderful posters to folks tonight. So we want to make sure. And I want you to talk a little bit about the posters and all that. So hang in just a little bit with this, Kyle Knight. Okay. And here is I've Been, Kyle Knight.
I've been chillin' on the east side, I've been chillin' on the west side, I've been chillin' on the east side, I've been chillin' on the west side.
Chillin' on that east side, that best side, that flex side. Who gon' be next ride? Rollin' up, I'm back side. My pen wet,
pen wet,
my tongue dry. Damn nigga, I'm so high.
So high,
so high. My hood fit Gucci, my bag shit Louis. Spittin' shit like this, don't know what got into me. Shorty bad, and I know she wanna do me. Get her to the crib, I know she gon' lose it.
I've been chillin' on the east side, I've been chillin' on the west side, I've been chillin' on the east side, I've been chillin' on the west side, I've been.
Now I've been looking for the black and brown women, wifey type, the one that spends the night. Compromise, we never fuss or fight. Type of woman that I need in my life. Bars like this is knee high. Be on your ass like Levi. All gas, no pressure. BBS is my pleasure. Worldwide schemes equal worldwide dreams equal worldwide cream.
I've been chillin' on the east side. I've been chillin' on the west side. I've been chillin' on the east side. I've been chillin' on the west side. I've been chillin' on the east side. I've been chillin' on the west side, I've been chillin' on the east side, I've been chillin' on the west side, I've been.
All right, Kyle Knight, what a taste of what's to come at our upcoming show. So Kyle, I think I asked you right before the show, So this is going to be something, the song. And I just think this is going to be something that is great. Nice song, by the way.
Thank you.
Nice song, yeah. And boy, that's a laid-back song, and we love it. All right, so what else? What's next for you real quick, Kyle, as well?
Well, what's next is me releasing the I've Been the East Side music video come January of 2023 that we're looking at putting out the video. We're also looking at servicing the record to the mainstream as well as the cable stations like we did before with the previous records. If you remember Hey Sister, The Truth, we had those songs on cable. We had those songs all over internet. I mean, all over cable. So we're looking at really putting those songs back on Music Choice, putting those songs back on Aspire Cable, putting those songs really back on cable, BET. And really what we're looking at doing is more posters, more performances, like what we're doing March 7th at Kerry Hines event, which we're looking forward to.
Yes, yes. We want to make sure that everybody comes out. But let me make sure you guys have it down. It's Monday, March 6th. Make that correction, March 6th, 2023. Yes, it's going to be at the Gene Frankel Theater in New York City, so that's Manhattan. So we'll be putting out a whole bunch of banners. Trust me, you'll get it right. So we are so excited to have you with us, Kyle Knight. We want to give out some of those posters. Now, whose idea was it with these incredible posters that you have put out? Because we're loving them here at your radio.
It was definitely the CEO and the executive here, Kyle Knight. It was definitely my idea. With the new posters. Not only that, tomorrow, starting the first of the year, January 1st, we have new posters that we're introducing to Kyle Knight Music. This is a second render to the first posters that we've been selling and that we've been selling at Kyle Knight Music.
Awesome. Well, I am super excited. So, Kyle, we cannot wait to hear more. We're going to keep our eyes peeled on everything that you're doing. And I'm going to keep everybody informed right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I've Been is the latest single. We're so excited. And just big things. Now, how can folks find you on the internet and all that stuff that's out there?
Wonderful. Everybody can find me, Kyle Knight Music. That's KyleKnightMusic.com, Kyle Knight Music on YouTube, Kyle Knight Music on Spotify, Kyle Knight Music on iTunes and Facebook. That's KyleKnight Music, KyleKnightMusic.com everywhere.
Well, it does not get any better than that. Kyle Knight, thank you so much for being with us, sir. And we will be checking back in with you. Yeah, so thank you so much. We'll stay on top of all this that's happening. Again, I've Been is the single. All right, stay with us, folks. We got a lot more to get to tonight. We got a lot of folks on. It's the Hair Radio New Year's Eve radio party countdown, so stay with us. We'll be counting down to the East Coast New Year in just about a little over 20 minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who, what shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Yes. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks. I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Paro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Paro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Paro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's what I'm getting.
Timing.
How on this earth, I try to figure this out as well, how did, and I love Madam, I love both. And all the things
there's
that they
no
stand
compare.
For, absolutely.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right, exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became She was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean. It was orderly. It was, I mean, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And so, and she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines, a wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So
G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see it's that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work. And so he became a beautician. And, of course, his songs just took off. And, you know, he never went back to it. But
Right. Amazing.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, we are back live. My, it's been busy here on the Hair Radio, New Year's Eve radio party countdown, we should say. Let me just tell you, folks, there's nothing like live radio. It's exciting and exhilarating. And it's been just chaotic tonight, but in a fun way for us. Let me just bring everybody back in. We got a lot of folks tuned in. We got a lot of folks standing by trying to get on. I do want to let everybody know that we're going to take this for one more hour. So we're going to go all the way to 1245 tonight to kind of make up for just having folks through so many technical things earlier tonight. So we'll be here with you for another hour. So we'll hopefully get everybody on. First, let me just turn to my team. We kind of went through a little bit of some connection. She's out in Ohio. It's a whole new, different area for Nicole Marie, out in the Eastern time zone now. So, yes, Nicole Marie, my co-host. Welcome back. Okay.
Thank you, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, and Michael Hopkins out of Virginia, Spotsylvania, Virginia as well. Hello, Michael.
Oh,
are you there as well?
Oh,
awesome.
Yes. I'm
great
here.
To have you guys back. All right. Now, what I bring to the line, I've got some folks who are joining us. This is my first time kind of bringing them. Yeah, not sure the background, but yeah, if you guys, if you have that, you know, quiet your background down some. So I want to kind of bring in to the conversation two individuals, and we're going to kind of have everybody just joining on in. First, you guys know her. She has been a big part of our broadcast almost, I think, going into about the same time with Nicole Marie, pretty much. I believe, and her name is Blue. She comes to us out of Jacksonville, Florida. Blue, hello, and Happy New Year's Eve
hello.
To you. We're going to count down.
Hello,
yes,
Blue.
Mike.
Good evening.
And Nicole Marie.
Good evening.
Yes, it's been a while since we've been
on Happy New Year. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Michael. How's everyone doing?
Hello, Blue.
Thank you, Carrie. You've been having a good time down here.
Yeah, it's been good here. The weather's been pretty chilly. But today we were 60 and 70 today.
Oh,
wow.
Now we're jealous of that.
We went from freezing, went from 22 with our lowest, and now today we're at 70.
Well, where you are, that is cold. Well, try nine.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was something else. Well, listen, Blue, you guys, tonight's your first time joining us. You may not know this, but Blue heads up like in the middle part of our morning show that's on about from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern time. She comes on about 7:30 and does a Divine Energy luxury candle update and gives us usually a typical candle of the day. So I cannot wait. You'll be back on with us when we return to the morning show on Wednesday, the 4th of January. That's when you'll hear us again live. It'll be Wednesday morning from 6 to 9 on January 4th. So I wanted to get that on out. Now, Blue, I have to introduce you to Keisha McAllister. We call her your radio twin. Keisha has just come on board as one of our incredible hairstylists, and we are just so proud of her. She's
awesome.
All the way out in California, long way from New Year's for her. She's still got another couple hours to go, I'm sure. Keisha, hello, and welcome, Keisha McAllister.
Hello, good evening, y'all. Good evening, Nicole Marie.
Yes.
Hello, Carrie. Hello, Michael.
Right.
Hello, Ms.
Hello.
Blue. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Carrie
calls you my radio twin.
Right. That's awesome. We all have one out here, okay? Maybe two or three.
Yes. Well, we are so happy to have you guys. So you guys help to fill out the family. Do they not, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins? Do they not help?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was hearing twins there for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on board with us. It really is. Now, I don't know if you hear it yet, Blue, but we hear it here. We hear it big time.
You know I'm over here listening hard, right? She does. She really does.
Radio
queen. You guys called it right on the nose.
I tell you, it's just enjoyable to have you guys.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is I actually have a twin. In real life.
Written all your kids.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm actually a twin, and I have a female twin, so we do sound alike. And to hear Miss Blue is really strange. We even kind of chuckle alike, right?
You even laugh alike.
I like that.
I'm going to have to do a Maury Povich DNA on this because
Maury.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have to take it
to
Maury. I have never in my life heard so many people like sound so much alike. I was just blown away from literally two different sides of the country. Keisha, you're on the hair side. So tell us a little bit about your career in the hair industry and why is it so important to be part of the hair radio show?
Well, I have been doing hair for quite some time. Many years I was a kitchen beautician. It was my side hustle, but it brought
kitchen
me
is-
ease. Kitchen
okay,
beautician,
gotcha.
And I decided to go to school and got my license, and I've been behind the chair professionally almost just right under 20 years. And I'm excited to be a part of the hair radio show because it means that it's time for me to move forward in this beauty business. It means that it's also given me a chance to teach or to share my knowledge and my passion for hair care. And it's time that people really get back to hair care. And I really want to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
I really want to be a part of that. So I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful.
Wow, that is great.
I'm happy to have you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Welcome.
So we're
in the right
proud place.
You are in the right
and
place.
Blue, you know, I have to turn to you, Blue, for a second on that, too, because you became a big part of what we do here with your incredible divine energy. Folks heard the commercial earlier tonight. But tell us a little bit. So you've connected with us in an incredible way, and I think you and Nicole Marie go back about the same time frame when you guys joined us and around it somewhere. So, yeah. So tell us a little bit about your experience as well, Blue, and how what this has meant to you connecting. We always talk about divine energy candles here, but you tell us, what has this meant to you connecting with all that's happening? And then we're going to get our countdown on.
Okay. Well, this being with Hair Radio has opened up a lot of new ideas. It's opened up a whole lot of, it's a whole different genre from what I used to. Because I do candles, you know, I'm playing with wax and fragrances, mixing fragrances. And I love hair care because I'm always doing my own hair. So there's a lot going on in the whole hair radio business. You know, you can get everything you need for your hair if you need to, you know. I'm a self hair. Like I said, I do my own hair. But he just has so much to offer all of us, not just hair products, but candles and music. And the family is a great, I call them a family, but it's a great, the energy is really, really good. The energy is awesome.
Well, I say it's divine energy. And so we love
divine
that. Divine
energy. Exactly. Yes. It's
so good
amazing.
Job.
The people
well,
are really
we appreciate
great.
Having you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate having you on board as well. Yeah. So listen,
thank
guys, you guys, this has been awesome. So Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, my incredible folks who help me every day on the show. Nicole Marie, we're going to turn to you. You have been on, like I said, about the same time as we brought you back, even though you've already been in another capacity on the show with so many of the others who were working on the Vet Talk radio show. But tell us a little bit on your journey here at the Hair Radio show as well.
Wow, it's been an amazing, amazing journey. Like you said, you know, I started out as one of the angels of Vet Talk Radio and helping out with production of the show. And that was in, 2021. And then in 2022, I know it was May, because it was show number 709, Gary. That was my debut as the co-host. And let me just tell you that I have learned so much. I have grown so much. I have talked to so many interesting people, our fans. It's just been just a wonderful experience, Carrie. You have taught me so much. You have mentored me and just helped me so much just along the way. And it's just been an amazing experience. And then on the show, just having the opportunity with Girl Power, just to be able to encourage and inspire, you know, young girls and women, and it's just amazing. And I wouldn't want to be any other place. I love our family, and I'm so inspired by all of, you know, everyone that is on the show. And I just thank you so much for the opportunity, and just, it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, we have been just killing it tonight. We appreciate that. Thank you for those kind words. And we appreciate having you here. And it's just been awesome. Yeah. And what can I say to have you guys? You've been wonderful. And so thank you so much for giving it, you know, waking up those early mornings to be involved in all this.
Yeah.
So this has been really quite amazing. So listen, we had earlier Samantha from Up in Canada was shouting her out, who's been a big part. She's also a part of our hair family being up in Canada. So I want to take a moment. I don't know if you can hear me up there, Samantha, but I do want to take a moment while we have you and Keisha because this is just one of those rare times that we're on and able to make some introductions before we do our countdown. So Samantha Dixon Slaughter from up in Canada at Hair Radio Canada. Meet Keisha McAllister from out in Cali, out in California. You both are connected through Hair Radio and the amazing technology where we are today. So there you go. Make the introductions. Go ahead, Keisha. And
hi.
Samantha.
Hello, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing well, Keisha. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, and you guys are helping us to head up our hair coverage on this broadcast in weeks to come. So the folks are going to get to know you both quite well here. So Keisha has to wake up like super duper early because she's out in California when we do the show.
Right.
So it's quite a bit. So listen, I'm going to leave you guys in, and I'm hoping Blue. I'm hoping everybody can help us to count down. So, Nicole Marie, I'm going to have you to lead on in. And I think we have our wonderful Katrina. Katrina, is that you
out there?
What?
Hey,
we got everybody on. Wow. Okay, so,
five,
guys,
four,
I'm going to have
three,
you.
Three,
all right.
One. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
New
Year.
Happy
okay.
New Year.
Happy all right.
Year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
2023.
Yes.
Wow.
2023.
Well, I cannot say enough.
To everybody on this live tonight. And in love and
yes.
life. Peace and joy to everyone.
Yes, thank you.
And
thank
prosperity.
You, Blue. Appreciate that. Yes. Awesome words. Guys,
mm-hmm.
this has been an incredible night, I have to really say. We got off to the bumpiest start in my entire broadcast career, but we pulled it together and got everybody, got the wheels rolling, and it's been an incredible year that I just want to give thanks to God for getting us through all of that we've been through and just getting everybody together on this special
yeah.
auspicious event. So I want to thank our sponsors. We got to thank folks like Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Roots Rock Salon, and also Divine Energy Candles, FixYourFeet.com. So many folks who've helped us this year with everything. Also Cammie's Spa Party, her book, want to get that. So much, so many folks. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. Because it really has meant a lot. We have to thank our incredible fans from all over America. That's been great. It's just been awesome. And we appreciate you. To our hosts, our co-hosts, and everybody, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Blue, Keisha, Eugene Davis, and so many others who help us to do the show. Siobhan DeSeer, also want to shout out to Mary Reed Johnson, who has, who's a big, big part of the show as well. And, Wayne Smith, Peggy Dotson, Cheryl Morrow, so many folks who help us to pull this show together. It's not just Carrie Hines. So my name might be out in front just a little bit, but let me just say this. It's a team effort. And I heard, I think Blue said it earlier, we are family. And that's absolutely right. We are just that. And so, and it's one that is growing. It's one that you can hear growing every day. And let me also thank Kyle Knight for being with us and getting on and talking and spending his New Year's Eve with us. Austin is his song, and we're just so proud of him and everything he's accomplished, and he's a part of our Hair Radio family just like everybody else that's helping us tonight. So you guys mean a lot to us, and we're just getting started. And look at the tradition of doing a New Year's Eve special. Something that now can change the world. We have as part of what we started. So thank you for every single thing that we have going on. And we've got another 45 minutes to go. So let's get on some celebration music and just be happy. I mean, oh, man, we really have done it up. So let me see if I can find something that can get us a little bit up on this. I think I got to go back to this wonderful song that I just love that we discovered that everybody else seems to know in the whole wide world, and I just learned it. So here we go. It's Willie Hutch again. Brother's going to work it out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
No, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to our special New Year's Eve. I call it the Radio Party Countdown. We're just so excited. I'm Carrie Hines. It's a little after midnight, about 12:09 here on the East Coast, and just doing some really great stuff. I just want to say thank you so much to Blue and so many other folks who've taken the time, and Keisha and everybody to kind of join on in with us. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, my incredible folks out there who help us to keep things moving along. So excited. Just real good stuff. Now, I want to kind of bring on, just for a quick second as well, one of our folks out there that you guys have gotten to know. I'm going to see if you can recognize the voice a little bit, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. Surprise caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? I don't know if she can hear us. From 73 area code. 73, the last digit. What is, where are you calling in from? We'll see if we can, we might have to put an APB out on her. I think we'll check in and see if we can get her in just a bit. She might have fallen asleep. So listen, it is, which is really bizarre, guys, to be up this late. It's tough. It's not easy. How are you guys holding out, Michael Hopkins? How are you guys holding out, Nicole Marie?
Oh, I'm doing good. I took a nap earlier.
Okay.
Well, I didn't take a nap earlier, but being that we're in the Eastern time zone, I'm used to Central. So it's actually 11:10 Central time, so I'm okay.
So you still got time to go before you start to feel tired.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. My
body's
still on that time, so I'm good right now.
That sounds amazing. Let me see if I can get Keisha. Keisha, you're in California, and so you're 3 hours. What time is it out there right now, Keisha McAllister, our hairstylist?
Can you hear me?
Yes. What
can
time is it out there where you are?
It is 9:11.
9:11.
Wow.
It's early.
Yeah, it's early.
You're on a specific time zone. Yeah.
Right. It's still
so
early.
You still have a while to go.
You got a long way to go. We're going to be well fast asleep by the time you start getting
something like that. Snoring and everything. By the time it hits out there with
snoring.
You. Yeah, we'll be in second gear.
Because I just love that you get you're a big part of this. I mean, we literally connect everybody coast to coast and different countries. Tonight, what do you want to say about tonight? Yeah, was this not a great time tonight? And Keisha's been right. So talk a little bit about that, guys. Michael, what do you want to say about it? And then we'll go around with everybody.
Hey, nothing but fun, Carrie. Nothing but fun. I'm enjoying this. I mean, I didn't have to go out anywhere. I didn't have to fight the traffic. I didn't have to get into altercations with people I don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a lot easier. The only altercation I'll get in with would be either one of my cats or the dog. That's about it. And even they're asleep.
Yeah.
that's about the most excitement I got going on.
Wow. Well, I'm just loving it. Nicole Marie, what do you want to say? Because this is kind of remarkable that we have these folks all with us tonight.
Yes,
it is.
I'm just shouting them out.
And just to be connecting just at night when we're used to being on during the morning. And just to have, you know, our fans listening, you know, other family and friends calling in to get shout-outs and so forth, and just sharing this time with us, bringing in the new year with us, it's just great.
Yeah.
And then for me to actually be in the Eastern time zone and be able to celebrate with you as well and be here with my family, with my friends, it's just great. I'm very excited.
You know, we really, yeah, we. I have to say we really are a family. I'm bringing back in Samantha from up in Nova Scotia. Samantha, this is really crazy to have you. Yeah, so you've been listening. What do you want to say to everybody tonight? Any thoughts that have come to mind while you've been hearing everything going on?
This is a privilege and an honor to connect with you all. I should add, too, is that a lot of my great-grandparents came from the United States. One of them, actually, I know that Mr. Hopkins is from Virginia. One of them is actually came from Richmond, Virginia.
Wow. Richmond, that's only an hour away from where I live.
Yeah, that's right. And we as well have family down there in that that area. So how nice. Well,
so this
it's family.
Yeah.
It's family. And I have to say, Samantha, I love that you explained this earlier today about Ms. Desmond being on the bill. What is that up in Canada, $5 or $10 bill? I think she's on the $10, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I should mention too that her sister, the last living relative of her generation, who actually worked so hard to get her. She was arrested, and she was charged, but she shouldn't have been, I guess. But her sister actually worked hard to get her, exonerated and pardoned.
Right.
She shouldn't have needed a pardon because she shouldn't have been charged in the first place. And, with that, her sister who was Dr. Wanda Robson, she actually passed this year as well. So she worked hard, and she actually was one of the reasons why her sister ended up on the bill.
Well, listen, I think it's incredible that Canada, that you guys, and particularly Nova Scotia, leading the charge on women being represented on dollar bills. We still have not had that happen here in America yet. So we're waiting,
and you should also know that Viola Desmond's also her grandfather was actually from the United States. I don't know which part, but he was from the United States, and he actually came here. And
yeah,
he,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish this.
He actually came here and preached. He was a preacher here. He was hired to be a preacher here, and that's how her mother ended up being here and marrying her father.
Well, listen, let me just say, she should be, if she were alive, she'd be real proud of the work that you're doing and you keeping her memory alive. You have definitely done a good job with that. Thank you. And thank you so much for being a part of the Hair Radio family. Sure. So, listen, we're going to keep it moving a little bit because we're quieting down. We don't want the quiet. I'm putting on Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, her dad was great here on our show. As well, but you know what? We're gonna put on Beyonce, but I think I'm feeling this as well with Boogie Wonderland. I think we'll get them both on. Just stay with us, folks. We got a lot more to go this morning. We're here for another half hour. Stay with us, and we're gonna talk some more. We're gonna laugh some more. We're gonna enjoy. It's 2023. Stay with us. Here's Beyonce.
I'm about to go. Take off the show. Sit in the room. I'm about to go.
but the whole click snapped. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. He said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Everybody.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to a very special edition of the Hair Radio Show at night. It's New Year's. Well, it's actually New Year's Day. We've crossed over into 2023. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins down in Virginia, and my amazing co-star, my wonderful co-host, Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're going to see if we can track down Nicole Marie. And in the meanwhile, Michael, what has this whole thing? Are you just jamming to Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh, and you know that. Hey, you know, they were the group, and they still are.
They were. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me also get back to some hair talk. We're going to close. Well, we got to close out the show with some hair talk. Keisha, you are our hairstylist extraordinaire. Let's talk a little bit more. You know, this whole hair care journey for all of us at the show, there was a big, big, big story this year. And we never kind of got you to weigh in on this. Michael has weighed in and Nicole Marie, everybody's weighed in. But when you heard, remember back earlier this year, well, now technically it was last year, it was in 2022, at the Oscars when there was that big slap heard around the world with, that was probably the biggest hair story last year. So I doubt we'll have anything like that happen in this upcoming, you know, this year forward. But what do you want to say? Did you ever go on the record about alopecia talk and that Will Smith slap?
I didn't go on the record about either. getting to alopecia talk. Alopecia talk is very important. There are more and more women suffering from alopecia areata, and also traction alopecia is still very much a problem in our community. Carrie has created a program to
help educate
our people.
Exactly.
But all right, but I think it's just time for us to get back to understanding our hair and doing what's best for our hair as individuals instead of following what the trend is, what the look is, because sometimes the look is not for you. Sometimes
exactly.
You need to do
saying it in a bad way. What happens is that everybody's texture is different, and this is something we talk about. And besides the fact, of course, you should absolutely listen when those hairstylists, when your stylist says to you that this might not work for you, they usually know a lot more about the, you know, what it takes to have some of these trendy styles. And just because it's a trend, just like Keisha just said, trust me, that's the thing that you kind of want to look side-eye first. To make sure this is something
right.
You want to take part in. Trust on that.
Right.
So very
right.
Important. And along with those alopecias, there's a whole bunch of more, and we're going to be talking about that.
Yeah.
That Traction Alopecia Foundation that we started, this is going to be one of the things that we do a whole lot of talk here about over the next several weeks mm-hmm. and months and time. Just want to – This has really been quite an extraordinary time. I'm so proud of everything that we've done and the work here at the Hair Radio Show. So many folks have joined us and just chimed in tonight. Like, I mean, a lot of people. And it was so crazy because, you know, it was just tonight's been it's one for the record books for the Hair Radio Show. I can tell you that much. We've had some incredible fans and people who have taken part tonight. And I think, you know, just to switch from the hair talk for just a moment, I think my favorite part tonight was getting you guys on tonight. You know, Keisha, when we connected you with your radio twin, Blue. And
that was
fun. Right, Michael? Wasn't that a lot of
fun? Oh, yes. That was fun. Those were twins.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great deal. And then also, just even once everybody got on together, and I think the countdown and having Samantha on from up in Nova Scotia, that was very special for us tonight as well. And just having everybody, you know, just chiming in and talking about the things that are important to them. And so for this year. Now, I have to ask you guys, you know, we cannot let a New Year's Eve special and a 2023 special go without talking about our resolutions. So do you make resolutions, Keisha, out there? Do you make resolutions about what you're trying to give up or change anything? And if so, what can you share with us?
I probably should. I probably should.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Anything you can tell us on the air?
Well, you know, I want to be more present in situations. And I want to, you know, cast fear and doubt aside and just live. I mean, we survived 2022.
And that said a lot.
It's time to, right, and it's time to take each day by the horns and just go for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when you can't, sit down somewhere and take the break,
exactly.
But get back up. And that's the important part of it's getting back up.
Awesome.
Even when you've been, you know, failed, but yeah, it's getting back up and living. Yeah. So that's what I want to do.
That's awesome. I just know that we have it now on tape. So
oh, thank
we'll be
you.
Playing this at the end of the year. So,
thank
in case you.
You
didn't realize that. So, Michael, that gives
no,
you a chance
you.
To clean yours up. Michael, what do you want to say about your New Year's resolution? Because this is the day for it.
Oh, mine is a very simple, basic one.
I
just
figured it would
be
something easy that he could accomplish
yeah.
real easily now that we've put out that we're going to
play
it back
yeah.
in December. We're going to play it
yeah.
back. What is yours, Michael Hopkins?
I just want this year, 2023, I just want to be a better version of myself than I was in 2022.
Wow. Well, the 2022 version wasn't so bad. Let me just be the first to say that. You've done some incredible things with the Vet Talk Radio Show. You represent so many veterans and helping them to follow their claims correctly, and they owe a debt of gratitude. You have educated all of us about the plight that veterans have to endure, you know, so you've done an incredible job. So if that's a bad version, then we're okay with that, Michael Hopkins. So thank you so much for all that you're doing as well. And we're real
definitely
pleased.
Sounds like a plan to be, Carrie, huh?
Yeah. So I've got to share with you my resolutions. I went back and listened to my resolutions from the beginning of this year. And I really did. I went back and listened to what we put on the Hair Radio Show. We've been out there for 800 episodes, so we have a lot of material. And when I went back and listened, I said, wow, I wanted to work out, and I just started working out probably about 3 days ago. Literally. 3 days. I went the whole year. That was my resolution. And I played
uh-oh.
It back, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to let the year end without me starting my workout routine. So I started a workout regimen. I'm, you know, some days I do and now, and some days I don't, but I'm getting there. It's way better than it was before. And I am excited to show off my new look in March, on March 6th at the show in New York City. So that's going to be nice at the big show that we have where everybody's going to be. So real good stuff. So, Keisha, I hope you're coming out from California. We want to make sure and welcome you out here. Michael Hopkins, I think we're going to have to – you know, fly Miss Keisha over, and we want to make sure you are representing the stylists, especially those out in Cali.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so.
Definitely plan to be there.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. We really are. So, listen, I just want to say thank you again to everybody. You guys have been wonderful. I want to tell you what's happening coming up next week. We are back. Listen, we only have a couple nights to get it together. We're back on early morning, starting on Wednesday. Wednesday, so after tonight, after this incredible broadcast wraps up in just about in the next 10 minutes, I just want to say how great this has been. And we'll be returning to the airwaves on Wednesday, January 4th of 2023. So January 4th, we're on Wednesday. And let me tell you, we've got some great guests lined up. A lot of folks you have not met will be joining us throughout the next couple weeks. And some new things that are happening. And so we're going to just... you know, just to make sure that everybody's informed and entertained and infotained. Also want to shout out, I'd be remiss if I didn't take a moment to shout out Bosta and Sam, who, Sam Inan, who has been a big part of our success as well over the years. And as I said, Cheryl Morrow as well, out in San Diego, California. So those are all of our California folks who have been helping us. So Keisha, you're in great company out there. So some good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's really good. And we're just happy to have you on board. Yeah. Now, Michael, I know you're new. You have a theme that you've been working on, talk radio. Anything you can share on that for this year, for 2023?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Our theme is Vet Talk Radio for 2023. Is the resiliency amongst veterans, because that's what we do. Veterans never quit.
Wow. So never quit. When you say resiliency, what exactly are you referring to?
What I'm referring to, Carrie and Ms. Keisha, it's just being a veteran and going through the claim system. You have to be resilient. The whole VA system, it just, you know, it taxes a lot of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be difficult. And I'm just so grateful here in 2023, just like in 2022, here in our second season of Vet Talk Radio, that we're taking out that apprehensive, that anxiety. And we're just helping veterans to just work through that anxiety, that tension, that strife, that we're just helping veterans work that out. They're learning a whole lot from us. Yep. Oh, yes, Carrie. Even the civilians, their families. And like I always say, you know, it's all about them, the vets, their families, the caregivers, the advocates. It's all about them. And I thank you, Carrie Hines, for giving us this opportunity to do this for the veterans.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And we're going to continue to keep the vets. It's a part of our community efforts here at the Hair Radio Show, right? We're all about hair beauty and community.
And community.
Yeah. And probably the biggest C of all, which is culture. That goes without saying. But we're going to say it anyway. We're all about culture here at the show. So we just thank you. And I have to say, last but not least, and thank you as well, Keisha, for helping us to hold it down as we close it out tonight. I want to thank Nicole Marie as well out of Water Valley, who's up in Ohio. And she's been incredible this whole season. And as we close out the year, the fans from coast to coast and around the world. Of course, over in Ghana, we want to shout out to Ebenezer. We have to definitely, Mo Warren over in Nigeria. Important. Catherine down in Australia. Some of our incredible international fans. And of course, as we mentioned, Samantha was on the show today up in Canada. as we start here, Radio Canada. So just big stuff. And also, she wanted to definitely give you a big shout out over there, Keisha, just so that you're aware.
Well, thank you.
I saw a little message. Yeah, so really good stuff. To everybody who's helped to make, you know, the last year just incredible for us at Hear Radio. There's a lot new things down that are coming down the pike. And I tell you this, for me, we're wishing the folks in the Central Time Zone a happy new year to come, as well as Keisha out in Cali. You get to now, not only were you part of our countdown, but you get to have your own very soon. So we're wishing you well. Our thoughts are, we're going to be just with you in spirit out there. As
Thank
Michael
you.
Pointed
Happy
out, we're going to bed. We're going to sleep. We're going to go back to the mornings. You know, we'll be back on in the mornings all next week. So it all starts. But it was a beautiful evening. And it's been a beautiful holiday weekend as well. And so we're just so happy and so grateful. And let this new year just do whatever it's supposed to do. And again, I thank God for bringing me this far and for all of us and just being able to share with you guys tonight. It's been very special. So on that note, we're going to end out with, I think, kind of the way we got started. There is, I kind of enjoyed this song. I never heard of this lady before either. So this came from one of you guys. But she's doing a great job with it. Her name is Ricky Lee, and the song is called Can't Touch It. So it's an upbeat song, so this might wake you up a bit. We'll see you back here on Wednesday, starting 6 in the morning from 6 to 9 Eastern. That's January 4th of 2023. And also, hey, guys, listen to this. This is the last little note. We'll be back on Wednesday, the 4th of January, and then coming right up the next day on that Thursday, that is our 8th year of just doing the morning version on Blog Talk. So that's our 8th anniversary of just that, Blog Talk. So the show, as you know, is much older than that, and we've got over 800 shows at this point. So Wednesday will be the 801st broadcast. So lots of things going on here. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your holiday. And here's Miss Ricky Lee. Can't touch it. We'll talk. We'll see you later.
can't touch it.